ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Oh, hey. Hi. It is me. It is Denise. Indeed, it is. You're listening to the Lesbian Lounge. I don't even know where you're listening from, but welcome. Welcome. It's super good to have you. You know, I could be coming to you from, I don't know, rainbowradio.fm? Is it Wednesday? Is it 3 p.m.? If so, you're listening to me on rainbowradio.fm. If you've just stumbled across the podcast, then who knows? You could have found me on Podbean or Stitcher or iTunes or SoundCloud or PopRapt. I don't know. So many avenues leading to me. But here I am, Denise, and this is The Lesbian Lounge. It is so good to have you. We're into June now. We are well into June by a couple of days, by about 8 days to be exact. It's been a busy week. Honestly, this is one of my busier weekends, and I hate to say that it's a trend. I mean, this is the way it's going to be. Friday we went to see Spy, which, by the way, just so happened to beat Entourage in their opening weekend. Spy, starring Melissa McCarthy and Miranda Hart with Jude Law and Allison Janney, directed by Paul Feig, opened with $30 million at the box office this past weekend, while Entourage came in with a piddly $10 million, proving once again, girls rule. It was a really funny movie. I did not expect it. I thought we had seen so many trailers and so many clips that those were all the funny parts, but really, it's just a really well-done movie. It's got a good balance of story and action and comedy in the most unexpected places. So, I highly recommend you go see that for a good laugh. On Saturday, speaking of laughs, we went to Fairfield Hall in Croydon, where we saw Canadian comedian Catherine Ryan, and we saw Catherine when she opened for Chelsea Handler in London and instantly fell in love with her. True to form, she was all kinds of funny and feministy. She covered everything going on in pop culture all over the place, not just here in Britain, where she does do some amazing Geordie accents and Essex accents. Very funny. She's quickly becoming my Kathy Griffin of the UK. So that was a hoot. Me, Hazel, Gemma, and Kirsten went to see it, and we went to Wagamama's first. It was a fun night. It was pretty cool. On Sunday, Gemma and I did yard work and housework and laundry, and then all of a sudden, the sports came on, and it was the French Open and then the Women's World Cup Soccer. And then we went to a barbecue at Hazel's house and consumed vast amounts of food. And I had my first ever bottle of blue WKD. I don't know. It looks like Wicked, but WKD. And it made me feel quite British. I'm not going to lie. I felt really British for a change. I tasted it once at Elfest. I took a sip of Katie's from Planet London. And I was like, yeah, it's not bad. But I never really had a bottle of my own. And I feel like it's such a big deal thing over here, but probably like for the 20-year-olds that are just starting out drinking, it's a shades of Smirnoff Ice, if you will, type of drink. But anyways, and we grilled some sausages and some eggplants and corn and all kinds of good stuff. So that was actually a really fun weekend. Seriously, it's a good time. We then crawled into the work week on Monday, just like everybody else, I guess. But I don't know. It's all any Gilmore's fan. This weekend, it was incredible. All any Gilmore's fan could think about this past weekend was the fact that the Gilmore reunion was happening. at the ATX Festival in Austin, Texas. And I know that anybody who was a fan of the show was just waiting. Like, I know, I remembered it, and then I saw something about, you know, that it was this weekend. And then all I could do was, like, just wait for information to start filtering in, and it did. By Sunday, I think it was, and there were pictures all over the place of the whole cast was there. It was the moment that everybody had been waiting for after about, what, 15 years? Almost the entire cast was present for the talk. It was sponsored by Entertainment Weekly. You had Lorelai, Rory, Emily, Luke, Lane, Zach, Dean, Logan, Jess, Paris, Doyle, Jackson, Miss Patty, Michelle, and Brian. Everybody took the stage with Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband Dan, and they discussed all things Gilmore. It was fantastic. There was a touching tribute to Edward Herman, who passed away last year, who played Richard. Notably absent was Suki, who was kind of busy starring in Spy. But also missing was Kirk and Taylor. I don't even know. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know why they weren't there. I don't know. Is Taylor a lie? I don't know. But what an hour it was. They talked about everything from their audition processes to the script. Amy told about how it was kind of, you know, created. And they discussed Rory's boyfriends. And then when the entire cast came on, because in the beginning it was Amy, Lauren, Rory, and Emily, and that was cute because that was the Gilmore Girls right there. And then the rest of the cast came on, and everybody got a chance to say where they thought their characters would be now, which was very cute. And of course, discussed was the elusive four words that would have ended the show had the Palladinos been with it in the final seasons. So I watched the whole thing, and I loved it. I really did. I loved it. It was such a, I don't know, it just created a warmth that nobody can explain. But I do have some clips that I want to play for you. Starting with, let's see, I got a couple clips here. Let me see, what should we start with? Let's start with Lauren. This is Lauren Graham, and she is talking about the audition. Her audition and getting the part of Lorelai, and a little bit about the early days. So this is Lauren Graham at the ATX Festival Gilmore reunion.
Miss Scott, let's discuss the talk. I had heard about this script, but I was on another show called NYOB for NBC, a half-hour show. Yeah, exactly. And so I wasn't available, and also, I was in New York. It was one of the, it's like when they tell you, you know, you should act unavailable and that will make a guy like you. But you can never do it because you don't want to. But this was a case where I was actually unavailable. And so it kept coming around. And I feel like that helped so much. And finally, they had seen other people and they said, okay, we know that you're on this other show, but will you come in and audition? And it was, so I did everything in one day. I met Amy, we had a little work session. I believe you said to me, up till then I had gotten every job I ever got by kind of doing the lines, like kind of like adding my own little twist. Yeah. And I came in and maybe tried to do that, and Amy was like, well, you're not going to do that, right? You're going to do it like I wrote it. And I was like, all right. But it was very fast, but I just want to talk about the first time I read it, because I hadn't read it when I kept saying I couldn't come in, because I couldn't, and finally I read it, and something really clicked, and I remember Christopher Reeve in an actor's studio saying, the way you know a part is really for you is if you can't stand the idea of anyone else doing it, and that's how I felt about this. I was like, ooh. This is mine. I can't stand the idea of anybody else doing this. Thank you.
Yes. So I was, I loved it. I loved hearing that kind of stuff. I also have a clip here of Milo, Jared, Matt, and Alexis, and also Scott Patterson, Luke, kind of talking about Rory's boyfriends a little bit. This was cute too.
very vocal. I'm Team Dean. I mean,
I was gonna say honestly, I was Team Jess. I love Matt as well. I was always a Team Jess guy. I loved Milo. I thought he was cool and sexy and handsome.
But it's one of those tough things too, because I mean, it really has nothing to do with us. I mean, you know, the roaring choices and all that. But it's like we all know each other, and it's hard sometimes. You know, like Logan was a dick. Logan was a dick, but it's like, but Maddie's the coolest guy on the planet. You know, so when we're all around, it's like, no, I don't know, I'm rooting for everyone.
I saw something that Amy said recently about the right boyfriend came at the right time, and that's kind of what I feel with Dean, Jess, and Logan, is that they each brought something out in Rory that she needed at that time. So I'm going to steal that, but I was also kind of Team Jess.
I will say this. If Milo wasn't here today, I'd have totally been Team Logan.
I feel like it's really unfair when they ask me to pick one, because they're all such amazing actors to work with. It's unfair.
So pick one.
I think I have the final word on this. None of you are good enough for Rory. Thank you very
much. Cute. So cute. Luke at the end with the final word. And then towards the end, like I said, they did talk a little bit about the elusive four words, and then Amy Sherman-Palladino had some wonderful things to say in closing. Here you go. This is Dan, Lauren Graham, Alexis, and Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Who knows? Who here knows what the last word? I mean, Dan, do you know? Dan,
yes,
do you want to share?
15 years, basically. Am I going to tell you? I told you Limburger, that's one of them. It's a comp. No, it's a thing. It's a secret.
And I mean, Lauren, Alexis, you guys, you don't want to like put the pressure on. We don't know.
Alexis had me in a headlock earlier. I still didn't tell.
It didn't work out. Yeah, I'm not that strong.
I don't want to know unless either I am saying them or I'm listening to someone say them who's in the show the way it was intended. You know what I mean? Like. Otherwise, I would feel sad to know what I wasn't a part of. You know what I mean?
Amy, I want to give you the last word on this. Just, where the show, you've earned it.
I've been talking for 3 days.
Just where this show lives kind of in your, you know, in your heart right now of all the things that you've done.
You get one, I think, sometimes in a career. You get one. You get that thing where you can go, okay, you know what, if everything else fails, if I wind up like a big dumb drunk and in the gutter saying, I used to be a writer, you know, at least I got this, because when, I used to say it all the time when I was Gilmore, I literally said, it's all downhill from here. Like, there's just no way I'm going to top this experience, this cast, you know, this leading lady. It's just not going to happen again, and that's okay, because that's what this business is. This business is some people get lucky and some people don't, and God, I got so lucky. So.
Thank you guys, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, very good.
It was so good. It was so cute. I was really, really thrilled. Like I said, if you want to watch the whole thing in its entirety, you can go to EW.com. It's Entertainment Weekly, and you could look it up. It's really full of some cute moments, and it just makes you miss them. Makes you miss them even more, I think. So fun stuff. let's see. Jeez. In news that's not related to the Gilmore reunion... The Tonys happened, and congratulations to Fun Home, the musical that took home 5 awards, including Best Musical, Best Actor in a Musical, Best Musical Score, just to name a few. Based on the real-life happenings of Butch Lesbian, a little Butch Lesbian, who lost her gay dad, you guys know her as Allison Bledsoe. And I might add, this is the first year that the Tonys happened without Neil Patrick Harris in a long time. And in his place, we got Kristen Chenoweth, which was a delight. Also, a big shout-out to out-lesbian Kara Leifer, comedy writer, who got to showcase her talent this year being part of the writing team. So, job well done, Broadway, and congrats to you, Fun Home. I don't know what else. Oh, Jennifer Hudson released a new video in support of same-sex marriage for her song, I Still Love You. The video is set on a young couple's wedding day. While one groom's family is present and accounted for, the other one, his family, his dad, is not there. But what he doesn't know is that his father is on the way, and in the end, the grooms have exchanged their vows just as the dad arrives, and so both grooms get escorted by their dads down the aisle in celebration. So that's lovely. I think it's fantastic that Jennifer Hudson made a video like that. So, and, you know, here's the thing. Straight people don't have to do anything. And when they choose to do something for us, I think we should support them right back. So thank you, Jennifer Hudson. Fantastic. This is more drama in the WNBA, in the soap opera that is Brittany Griner and Glory Johnson. That took a dramatic turn on Friday. Griner filed for an annulment one day after Glory Johnson posted photos of the couple glowingly celebrating their new pregnancy. Griner and Johnson have been married only 28 days. Griner plays for the Mercury Phoenix and Johnson for the Tulsa Shock. Prior to getting married, the two were arrested on domestic violence charges and got a mandatory 7-game suspension, along with having to complete some anger management classes and whatnot. But they ended up, I think it was May 8th that they got married. On Friday, they're sending out pictures that they're pregnant, and a day later, Griner's filing for an annulment. And in the filing, she claims that the marriage is void based on fraud and duress. Don't know much more about it, but I'm sure we will. Johnson announced a forthcoming pregnancy via two photos on Instagram. One included Griner lovingly touching her stomach. Yet in the annulment, Griner says she has no biological connection to the child. That's according to BuzzFeed. So, you know what? Stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more on this hot mess. You can just feel it. Alaska Airlines is offering to fly gay people to Pride events. This is really cool, because really, what do we know Alaska for other than being kind of Republic and being Sarah Palin state? So this is pretty cool that they're flying gay people to Pride events across the U.S. for a discount. Alaska Air said, "At Alaska Air, we've been longtime supporters of the LGBT community and we remain committed to a more equitable society. We were elated when the state of Washington expressed the same commitment by legalizing marriage for everyone regarding sexual orientation or gender identity. To show our continued support, we are encouraging the LGBT community to travel not only to Seattle, but to Pride events and gay-friendly destinations all over the country." So that's pretty awesome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Alaska Air. That is absolutely fantastic. Maybe you could fly to Guam because... this is so stupid. Because a federal judge has struck down the gay marriage ban in Guam. So, you know what? If that was on your bucket list, by all means, go get married in Guam. That's fantastic because you can now. You know, like I said, it took the U.S., quite a bit of time to get on the bandwagon, and they're still not there yet. But worldwide, we're making some strides. I mean, there's still some places where things are horrible, like Russia and Uganda. But look at that. Here's little Guam, and boom, you can get married there. So it'll take a little bit, but it's coming. Speaking of that, it's coming. Just about a week now before Netflix releases Orange is the New Black. That'll be Friday, June 12th. It's coming. Are you ready for the Girls of Litchfield, along with Ruby Rose and Lori Petty? Good stuff happening. I don't know. We are going to see Elton John on the 13th, and all I can think of is we have to cram in 13 episodes of Orange is the New Black between Friday night and Saturday morning, and then we're going to see Elton John on Saturday night. It's going to be another busy weekend. I can feel it. And FIFA World Cup Women's Soccer is going on into July, so there's a lot happening. There's a lot of games on. And then we've got the quarterfinals, semifinals, and the finals happening in July. So I feel like every weekend is just going to be packed this summer and in an exciting kind of way. But one thing I did miss, because I'm not in the States, I did miss Gay Days, and that happened this past weekend in Orlando, Florida, where over an estimated 150,000 gays and lesbians flocked to Mickey's house. A massive celebration was underway. This was the 25th anniversary of the event, and per usual, the Magic Kingdom was a sea of red. The hotel pools were pumping with the DJ dance parties, all kinds of oily bodies, everything happening, the drinking, the dancing, the partying. And, you know, come this week, it's all a blurry memory, and isn't it? That's just the way it happens. It's all gone. There's little flicks of it. Did that really happen? So I miss it. I missed it. But I hope everybody had a good time who went. It's fantastic. On Friday, Chris Brown added Shitty Friend to his considerable list of achievements in the field of assholery, sharing a hateful picture on Instagram that was originally sent out by Snoop Dogg that referred to the recently transitioned Caitlyn Jenner as a science project. Unbelievable. I mean, this is coming from a guy that beats up girls. I mean, seriously. I don't know why we continue to give him any attention at all when all he does is just reap in, like, bad news. He's just bad news. But anyways, Kylie Jenner, I feel bad. I mean, Kylie Jenner, who's dating Tyga, I think one of Chris Brown's friends, she tweeted, not a very nice thing to say about your friend's dad. Later, in another Twitter message, she said, state what you want about the world without bashing others. Leave a positive impact. So, I mean, if, you know, these kinds of things affect her children, you know, and so being an asshole, you're not just being an asshole to your fans who probably like it, but it's to your friends and to people, I guess, who you may have had relationships with. Really, I don't understand why celebrities just don't think before they open their stupid mouths. I don't get it. So then, I don't know, it just leaves me feeling bad. It leaves me feeling bad for the Jenner girls. Not that I put a whole lot into the Kardashians and the Jenners, but I feel like they're going to probably have to get used to this kind of thing from people like Chris Brown, ignorant people. They're gonna see that the world is made up of either people that are accepting or people that are ignorant. And sometimes once they're educated, they come around, but until then, they're still ignorant. It's terrible. But if you want to, to uplift your spirits a little bit, right now on HuffPost Gay Voices, no passport needed. You can go to their gallery for 17 stunning pride pictures from around the world, and they are really cool. It's some good stuff there. And then over at telofilms.com, you can watch the new trailer for I Kissed a Girl, a new doc series following women. What it means, how it felt, who it was, what happened when I kissed a girl. And that is coming soon to Telefilms. Now remember, you guys hear me talking about it all the time. It's a monthly fee of $4.99, which is probably what you would spend on coffee and a donut, every day. So once a month, $4.99 for the membership to Telefilms, and you've got all the lesbian web series and content at your fingertips, at your disposal, whenever you want it. So I just think that they're the best. They're the quality of the material that they put out is unlike anything else. It's top notch. They get the greatest people. It's all familiar faces. So if you're thinking, there's just not enough of our kinds of stuff out there, or I know recently a lot of people have been saying, why do they kill off lesbian characters all the time in series television? Like, why is it always a lesbian? Doesn't happen at Telefilms. Their content is by the lesbians, for the lesbians, with the lesbians, and they're not about killing the lesbians off. So that's some good news right there. Also, speaking of lesbian web series, Planet London hit their halfway mark out there at Kickstarter, and this is good news because they promised once they reached the halfway point of their goal, they were going to announce the cast for She's in London, the web series that will be filmed entirely on location in Soho, and this is by Planet M Productions and Planet London, and what a cast it is. A couple familiar faces, including singer-songwriter Miri, comedian Carrie Lee, along with actors Claire Hopes and Joanna Ludlow, plus a lot more. And we've got about, what, a day to go, I think? So go to Kickstarter.com, search She's in London, and make your donation now because every little bit helps. And also, they've got really good perks. You can throw some money at it and become an extra in the web series that is going to be the first of its kind. So, and also, you know what? I got an audio cameo. I can't go wrong. I've made my donation. Now you go make yours. ABC Families, The Fosters, are back. The new episode aired on Monday, so that's good news for you Foster fans. I know Rosie O'Donnell's back as Rita. I saw a little clip. Looks like things are progressing. It's such a good show, and I love Peter Page from Queer as Folk, who's been pretty much at the helm of it. I think he created it, and he does a lot of the writing. So, really, congratulations, Fosters, and welcome back. If you are into TV show recaps, poprap.com is the place to hang out. They've got recaps from all the hottest shows, including favorites like Pretty Little Liars, Game of Thrones, and the new Wayward Pines. So, for all your pop culture news, stories, headlines, and recaps, you can go to poprap.com. You can also get my weekly LGBT headline update in audio form. Just go to poprap.com and click on LGBT. You can find me just about anywhere. You can find the Lesbian Lounge podcast on Podbean, on Stitcher, on iTunes, on SoundCloud. You can follow me on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. And you can, like I said, you can get the weekly audio updates. It's kind of like quickfire LGBT headlines, and that's on PopRap. Just go to the website, poprap.com, and click on LGBT, and you will find it there. Oh, my lovelies, it's been a fantastic whirlwind shorty update. Don't have too much to say, and I don't have a whole lot of time anymore now that I'm a working woman. So these shows may get a little bit shorter, but I don't know that that's a bad thing as long as we keep in touch, right? So, gonna leave you on a good song, and I will check in with you next week. So I'll see you later. Bye bye.
I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. that you're holding back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance to me. This woman is my destiny. She said,
tell me everything's okay. In my mind, I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. Break my bones, but you won't see me fall. Please don't make me wait, 'cause I don't want.